all decent mix-up you've done this. A mix-up. That's when you get the wrong trousers from the dry cleaners. These went way beyond that. Fish. How could he do God's bidding as a fish? A fish couldn't be expected to do this task that had been laid before him. He knew fish. That's what he had done for 40 years. Cutted them alive day in, day out, as they came off the trawlers at the New Square Fish Market. A fish didn't have any meaning. He looked around at his fellow fish. His school. They were caught. He knew he had gutted enough carp in his time. Who was going to listen to a carp? Nobody, that's who. He pondered his dilemma. The Almighty had made it quite clear. It was his job to alert humanity and tell them that the end was near. Mankind still had time to atone for their sins. But they must act quickly. It all depended on him. Lowly Shlomo. In life, he may have been shot liver. But in death, he was going to shine. At least that's what he thought. Until this fish had come up. 2 days later, he was still swimming around the Atlantic, wondering just how to accomplish this miracle, when a net fell on him and the rest of his school. A moment later, he was dumped unceremoniously into the hold of a fishing trawler. Great. Wasn't God going to be tickled when he, Shlomo, showed back up to report his failure? Truth be told, God hadn't been quite what Shlomo had expected. Oh, the fire and brimstone. That had all been in place, but there was something peeking in around the edges. Something Shlomo hadn't been able to put his finger on. He wanted to say mocking, but that couldn't be right, could it? I mean, hadn't he, Shlomo, been created in God's own image? How could God mock his own reflection? Whatever the case, the God who had sent him on this mission didn't seem the type to accept a simple excuse like, "You turned me into a carp." No. Shlomo would definitely be a Shlemiel in God's book. It was as he thought was torturing him for about a thousandth time that he noticed that he wasn't on the trawler anymore. At some point, he must have been moved to a barrel. And now he was being kicked out of that. A second later, he recognized his surroundings. It was a miracle. He was back at the New Square Fish Market. There was Jacob standing over the table. Oh, he and Shlomo. All was not lost. Jacob would listen to him. "Hey, Jacob," he yelled in his best Hebrew. God will appreciate that touch. "It's me, Shlomo." Jacob froze, with the most foolish grin attached to his face. "Really, it's me," Shlomo repeated. "I've got an important message for mankind. You've got to pass it along. God says that the end is near. Everyone must atone for their sins. There isn't much time. Spread the word. Tell everybody." Jacob stared down, stricken. A moment later, he knew what he had to do. "To be fair, it was probably exactly the same thing that you or I would do if we found the devil staring up at us, posing as a fish." Luckily for Shlomo, Jacob was so nervous that the knife missed him and instead connected with Jacob's own thumb. He ran from the room howling. Just as Shlomo was processing this strange turn of events, he saw another knife gleaming about him. It was attached to that Portuguese guy. What was his name? He couldn't tell. God jiggled with mercy. Couldn't remember the last time that he had laughed so hard. But he was able to catch his breath. He called for another goblet of ambrosia. "Have you sipped the nectar?" he questioned his archangels. They wholeheartedly agreed. It has been his best joke yet. Of course, the archangels were such sicko fans. You never knew when they were just sucking up. But what did it matter? He was God, and he saw that it was good. Giving that hostage the apocalyptic message and then turning him into a fish? A sincere genius. That look on the other hostage's face when the pigeon looked up at him and spoke him? That is priceless. The fish? That'd have been harder to read. Oh well. He really should have made those fish more expressive.